Coming up.
Próximamente.
It's all like crispy and crusty where it's dried and on
disgusting,
the balcony.
Gemma.
Gemma, you're a mess. You're an absolute mess. But I love all of your mess.
And on the earth.
What are you doing? Like it's like a freaking ballerina.
Day. I'm going to ask this question to any listeners. Have your partners...
King Tiago went, don't touch Papa's bike.
I always said, she dressed herself like she's been hungover with the lights off.
It says on it, even while I'm drinking this, I'm thinking about... Can we make Gorka's new phrase? Convince yourself, little girl. That is the new phrase.
Convince yourself, girl.
Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it'll really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos. Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell. Whenever you're off on adventures over the summer holidays, Shell is there for your fuel, EV charging, snacks, refreshment and food on the go. Let's do it. Welcome along.
Oh, I think I'm very chill today, you know?
I'm not. I've got holiday blues.
But that's what I mean. I feel still I'm the holiday vibes, you know, very slow, very...
Is that why you're wearing blue?
To
reflect the mood and I'm in black.
I know, I'm blue. Look at the tan, you know?
Look at my tan. I got quite a good tan, didn't I, for me?
Look at me.
Look at that.
Let's open the book. The
no, because my whoop stinks. Mine's got like bits of sand
in it. At least it's your whoop, not you. But this is the whoop reveal, you know?
Look at his tan mark from Tenerife.
Yeah.
We've had a lovely 2 weeks abroad with the Sprogs.
I mean...
Stayed in our favourite place. We absolutely love it there. The staff, the guy around the pool is obsessed with you, isn't he? You two have become mates.
I
say obsessed. He's just a love... What? I can't remember his name. I can never pronounce it.
Is it Jaime?
It's something like I just go, hiya pal, or hiya mates. I can't pronounce his name.
I know that he remembers that all the time.
Remember,
we arrived there the first time and we are walking on the little buggy and he already goes like...
He waves.
And with Mia, remembers Mia like...
Well, we've been going to the same place for 5 years and it's got to that awkward stage where it's got too far for me to ask his name. After 5 years, by the way, what's your name?
Yeah.
So that's why I just go, hello, you okay, mate? Hi, and then all this. But it is somewhat like Homer or Hamer or...
I think it's Jaime.
It's not Hyman.
No, Jaime.
Jaime.
Jaime is not Hyman. Like, Jaime is a name, yeah?
Oh, okay.
Like Jamie.
Yeah.
Jaime is Jamie.
Oh, really?
I think it's something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, because, it's all the time, hello, buenos dias, ¿qué tal?
Yeah.
Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Todo bien?
And, they were all in really, really top form, as usual.
Yeah.
They're great with the kids. And Mia was so good at helping Tiago learn to swim.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, he started his swimming lessons recently. And you came to watch one of his lessons, didn't you, not long ago? And he did all right, didn't he? He's a little bit timid. But Mia really brought him along in Tenerife.
Yeah. I think because she's Mia, he wants to copy it. We say that because it sees Mia, what she's doing, she wants to be like her. So then he jams and everything. But it was lovely.
But we're back home, to the grind.
Can we go back?
Oh, I'd love to.
Can we just pretend to do a podcast?
Let's do Lost in Translation, the Spanish edition, over in Spain.
With the palm trees,
with
the sunset behind us.
Hey, me, nice with our drinks, fly him over.
Someone like that with the fan.
No.
You know?
Instead, we're on the downward slope, rolling into autumn.
Winter already.
No, it's not.
I don't even know why I'm still wearing shorts while the heat wave is here.
But I'm Gemma, this is Gorka, and without further ado...
¡Vámonos!
So this is the Lost in Translation podcast where we listen and we don't judge. We have a good laugh. We solve your dilemmas. You guys get in touch, which we love. If you do want to get in touch, it's 077-610-39898, or you can email us lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, or you can follow us on our socials.
Lost.in.podcast.
Yes. Well done. You remembered it.
I did my homework. Wow. My holiday work, yeah.
But thank you for getting in touch. We absolutely love it. And we have so many messages and comments on Instagram that are just brilliant. And I said on another episode that everyone is lost in translation. Do you know what I mean? The amount of people we bumped into at the airport, even abroad on holiday, just struggling with basic day-to-day shit that we struggle with. It's like, oh, okay, nice.
My only concern is they were both British, you know? So
so you're saying us Brits are worse than you Spaniards?
Well, no, I mean, like, I'm lost in translation with you because I'm Spanish and you're British, but they're like, oh, I'm like you guys, you know, I'm lost also with my husband. I'm like, where's your husband from? Oh, he's from Yorkshire. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, so if they're lost, we've got no chance.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I'm lucky, you know?
Yeah. But no, it's been a nice few weeks, hasn't it? We've had a good rest.
Yes.
I have got a little something that's annoyed me since we've been back, even though we haven't been back long.
Give me a chance, you know? I was on holidays.
I know. But
I have so many things that annoys me of you on holidays.
Really? Is the packing one of them? Gorkha had to pack my case for me because I tell a lie. I packed my case, but I apparently did it wrong. Gorka packs better than me. He's used to touring. He packs in a way that's more convenient. I can get more things in. So rather than just leave my case as it was, for me, it was all repacked in a better, more efficient way.
It's fold. She puts everything everywhere. You know, like sometimes you have clothes and shoes in the same side. You're like, no.
Yeah, but they're all going to become unwashed anyway.
Yeah, but I love that when we go there, the luggage closed perfectly. Mm-hmm. When you come back, sometimes with less clothes because you take sometimes like... You know, like the kids' costumes get dirty, or you like, you know what, just give
they
it to charity
the
or whatever.
Stain on them from the
so you leave them in there, or like you brought your sandals, so you don't bring it back. And it was no space because it's like a pile of clothes in the luggage. It's just stressful for me. I'm just very like.
The first 2 years we went to Tenerife, I bought a bucket and spade for Mia, but I bought it at the hotel because the hotel.
She brings it back.
I brought it back. It was, I mean, €15. For a bucket and come spade.
On. Yeah, leave it there for the... Maybe a family goes there, they could use it.
I was so annoyed. There was none. The hotel's dead far out, so you can't really just go to the local shop. There's a shop in the hotel, but it's really overly priced. And it was a small bucket. I'm not even joking. This small bucket and spade, €15. And I said, I'm sorry. And she said, €15. So what's that, like 13 quid?
12, yeah.
And I was like, for a bucket... And I said to you, we walked back to the hotel and I said, this is coming home with us. And we took it back the following year, do you remember?
Yeah.
I took it back to the same hotel, reused it and brought it back. So we got 2.5 years out of that bucket.
But this year we organised because I bought, Mia loves this, it's called Sinkers.
Yeah.
So obviously every year one of her friends have them and she plays with them when they were there. But we always, oh, we need to get them for Mia.
You
we
like throw them in the water and they sink down.
Yeah, and we always forget. So before we went there, we ordered them Amazon. Yeah. So we had the whole kit. So we were like prepared.
We were prepared.
Yeah.
No squeezing in a little plastic bucket into the case like the tight northerner that I am.
And save £15 for coffees. You know? But come on, what was it? What is it that, what did I know you from
Well, me? You've... got your new bike, well, not your new bike, you've got your bike fixed and you went to the bike shop to collect it.
And it's in the garage now.
Who put it in the garage?
The cleaner, Vicky.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I put it in the garage when you left this morning.
Yeah, but then you know
because you left it.
No, I didn't left it. So you know why it was there for?
Why?
It was there to, before I leave, came back from school, yeah?
Yeah.
I have to click the thing that was on the charger, the GPS, click it, put the helmet, and I had to spin it before I put it on the garage because of the new tires, because of the liquid, they told me to spin it every day for the next few days, so then the liquid dissolves into the wheels. So now, you put it in the garage, I have to go back and get it, and then did it. So that's why.
You have to walk 3 steps into a garage.
No, but it was there already, so I come in, do it, put it in the garage. Well, so you weren't trying to be smart and get
I came
didn't get me.
I opened the door, and behind the door was a bicycle with a helmet and a pair of sunglasses in it, and I thought... Surely that should be in the garage. Surely
that's why it was there.
It's a hazard. Imagine if it fell or got damaged, you'd be the first to kick off.
No, it wasn't.
So when you took Mia to school this morning, I got Tiago in the car and I said to him, I'm just going to move Papa's bike. And then Tiago went, don't touch Papa's bike.
Exactly.
And I said, I will. I'll put it in the garage.
The bike was
there
for a reason. Because if you see it on the plug, was a little black thing charging.
What do you mean the liquid in the wheels? Since when do wheels have liquid in?
So they have
the, they had air in them.
Yeah, but they have now this system. It's called tubeless. So they put this liquid inside, like a foam, that they have to dissolve and moves on the wheel, so it covers the whole wheel. So then when it pops, instead of have the air out, that foam goes into it and covers it.
So it, like, vulcanizes it.
Seals it, yeah. So it's like airtight and stuff like that. I can show you a YouTube video to understand that.
You don't need to.
Not now, another day.
No.
Anyway, yeah.
But that's the only thing, which, after a two-week holiday, you come back and that's the only thing you've done, so that's not too bad.
To me, you know what annoys me on the holidays? So obviously...
Me wearing your sliders.
That's fine.
Taking my own but nicking yours.
Yeah, for example. But no, it's not this. So you know when you go to hotels sometimes, obviously the storage in the hotels are not that big, you know, like the covers and stuff like that. And we are four persons.
Mm-hmm.
We have like a big, big room and stuff, but the covers are just like... Standard covers, yeah?
Cupboards. Yeah.
Covers, yeah, the drawers and the hangers and everything. So the first thing that she does is takes the clothes and she goes one drawer for everywhere, yeah? Which is fine.
You have to hang your stuff up.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely fine. So what she does is gets one for Mia, one for Tiago, one for me, one for her, for example, no?
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, we have a drawer each.
But then she puts in the same drawer the clean and the dirty clothes.
Because I know from my naked eye which ones I've worn and which ones I haven't. I can remember what I've worn within a week.
Yeah, but is it not better, for example, than maybe you can leave the clothes there, put all the there and then the dirty ones in like a dirty bag, so then after, or fold them properly, to after put it back on the luggage that is empty, because it's going to be three luggages. You can have one side where it's the dirty clothes, so then you don't see them again.
I ain't got time in my life.
Because what happens sometimes is that you go, Mia, mommy, I dress up. She dress up and she doesn't realise. She gets the same dirty clothes.
Your version of dirty and mine is very different. If they're stained with like pasta sauce or sun cream, yeah. If it's just because I've worn them one night for dinner, I could wear it again.
Yeah, that's fine.
I only take a week's worth of clothes really on holiday because in my head I'm going to wear everything twice, just rewear it for the next week.
Very northern.
That's what I do. I'll just turn it inside out and rewear it.
Oh, God.
Bikinis, you can just do a quick swill in the sink. You always swill your bikinis in the sink, wring them out, hang them over the shower, wear them the next day. I'm not going to take more than three bikinis on holiday for 2 weeks. Not at all. Would you have done that if you were a lady?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You're gonna just go in outfits.
But you're gonna go in the sea with them.
I try to take an outfit for every day.
That's what I mean. That's a waste of clothes.
Why?
Because you're not gonna wear an outfit. You're in shorts all day.
Yes.
And just a vest top.
Yeah.
And you just need an evening meal outfit.
You're telling me that I can wear the same vest that I wear all day that I've been on the beach, sweaty, sandy, salty,
cream, sticky. No, but you can do 2 days.
Sticky.
If you're going back on the beach the following day, yeah?
No.
If I'm going back on the beach, I'm not bothered about being dirty.
They wear the same t-shirt from the beach, where, like, even being on the beach in the morning and then come back and put in the same t-shirt when I'm in all sticky from sweat, cream, sun, salt, is disgusting. So imagine to wear the next day the t-shirt that I wore the night before.
I do, and it's all like crispy and crusty where it's dried and on
disgusting,
the balcony.
Emma.
No one's near me. Do you know what I mean? You and the kids are used to it.
No.
I always think the less space in my case, because I like purchasing the little things from like the local, you know, like the little markets and stuff, and the little, when we go to that mall, they've got loads of nice shops. I like buying things to bring home.
Yeah, because you want to wear them, Steph. Summer clothes in Manchester, you're going to be very useful when
no,
you come back from
I
holidays.
I buy things and I say to him, I'll wear this when I get back, and I
it's
never
like,
do.
Last time that we went, she bought these like three baggy trousers, like linen trousers, yeah, very like for the beach. Yeah,
I always get complimented on them.
That she bought them 2 days before we left. Oh, I love these trousers. I'm going to take more pairs with me, yeah?
The gorgeous
linen.
Pants.
What she does, because she cares about clothes, she puts them in the wash, straight into the dryer. Linen in the dryer, shrink. So now, she walks... The other day, she goes to school to do the... We were the... Before that, we went one day to school. She was wearing these trousers. They were here.
And he said to me, you have a stain on them. But, for context, straight from the school run, you take me or I take Tio, straight from the school run... I go for a walk with Benji.
Not always.
Most days.
Who's been walking Benji all the
morning? That's why I had them trousers on. If I'm going on a dog walk,
yes,
I'm in my scruffs because he jumps up, there's horses involved, I'm walking through leaves, everything.
Convince yourself, Gemma, because there's crabs in after.
Convince yourself.
And then after that, you go back to war with the same trousers. And it's not the problem that they are short, because she's tall, yeah? And they are, in Spain sometimes, like, and especially the Spanish brands, they are like short length.
Yeah, because you're 5'7", aren't you?
So she goes to the work with the trousers up to here.
Can I just say...
With the broken socks. I bet you have socks with holes today.
I don't know what socks I've got on today. Let's have a look.
Oh, God.
Are they matching?
No, they're not.
No, are they heck? No. Can I just say...
I always said, she dressed herself like she's been hungover with the lights off.
Do you remember, you won't know it, but Aisling from Big Brother, do you know how she was famous on Big Brother? She's actually lovely. And she did a phrase, "You better know yourself, little girl." Can we make Gorka's new phrase? Convince yourself, little girl. That is the new phrase.
Convince yourself.
You better convince yourself.
Yeah.
You have overtaken Aisling from Big Brother.
Yeah, convince yourself with your choices.
You even look me up and down. Do it again. Go on.
Convince yourself, girl.
There you go. That's the new one. That is the new one.
And then you got me with the same matching white look. White socks.
Yeah, always matching. We've got a question as well, actually, from producer Enrique.
Iglesias?
If we had to choose three famous people who are living or dead to have a dinner party with, who would it be? Oh. Is it three each or three between us?
Depends on the kind of dinner party.
Freddie Mercury, I would want there, 100%.
You're going wild with that.
No, Freddie Mercury was a genius. Who else? David Attenborough. Mm. I'd love to sit and grill David Attenborough about life and everything he's seen. I'd stay Sly, but I'd embarrass myself. So I'm not going to say Sly because I'd lose my mind if he was in the room with us.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? That's Michael Schumacher.
That's your three.
I like Michael Schumacher. And have a nice chat with him. Yeah, I don't know. I think I always say, because obviously I work in radio and we have artists in all the time, but a lot of the music now is done on machines. It's done in a lab, like at a desk. Back in the day, like Freddie Mercury, it was like proper musicians.
Yeah.
And like if Freddie Mercury, George Michael, Tina Turner, if they were all still around now, imagine the music they'd be making.
I would say Rafael Nadal, Bad Bunny, and Gene Kelly. Gene Kelly.
What would you ask Gene Kelly?
It's just about dancing and like, you know, like art and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then that's my reason. So Gene Kelly, because I admire him as a dancer, like dance, I would be all like dancing, performing, movies, like directing. Then Bad Bunny, because I love his music and the way, like, not just below music, it's more like a movement, you know?
Yeah.
And then Rafael Nadal, because of the sports mentality, his desire to be the best, winning, playing, all of that.
You could like get him to cut the food and so his forearm would be tensing as he were cutting, wouldn't he? Oh, wouldn't it be good? That'd be a good dinner party, that.
Why?
us two and them.
Oh, God, you just might kill me.
That'd be a good dinner party.
Convince yourself.
He said to me the other day, he was sat in the garden and I walked out and what did you say to me? You said, "Gemma, you're a mess. You're an absolute mess. But I love all of your mess." Didn't you? What were you? Yeah. I can't remember what I was doing.
Oh,
my feet were out of my sock.
You were stressing because of your new phone and all the things that happened with your new phone and the login apps and everything.
Yeah.
So you were stressing because you couldn't log in all the apps. Then you come in trying to do your hair, but when you were doing your hair, your elastic popped and broke. And then she was standing with one shoe on. And remember the other episode, they have one hole on the sock.
It was got bigger.
Three toes were out.
Three toes.
So she was standing there, like, stressing out, like, "I cannot log in my phone, blah, blah." The three toes were like this, coming out of the sock. And then the thing popped. And I said, "Gemma, you are a mess. But I still love you with that mess."
Yeah, that's what he said to me.
But anyway, just make sure that you convince yourself, yeah?
Convince yourself, little girl. Should we read some messages from the listeners?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to read Crystal?
Yes, ready? Yes. So the first message is from Crystal in Toronto.
Oh, nice.
You know, in Spain we say Toronto entero.
What does that mean?
Toronto entero. All Toronto. I'm from Toronto entero.
Nice. nice.
Means like from Toronto.
Toronto. Literally. You just add an extra word.
Torontontero. Because you know when people have this song, pero, Torontonto, Torontontero.
So you're just elongating it.
Yeah, just making a, I don't know, Spanish joke. Anyway, moving on. Crystal says, "Hi there. I was just listening to the most recent episode where Gemma and Gorka were talking about things their dad will always say and thought I will add another one. My dad, whenever he's watching a TV show and if you will happen to stand between him and the television, he will say, 'You make a better door than a window.'"
Yeah, we've heard that one.
Never used any spin. Means like... It means you know, see through, no?
Yeah, so you're just blocking the view.
Okay. She also said, "I love the podcast. It always makes me laugh, especially being married to a northerner from Warrington." Okay.
Oh, Warrington's not far from me,
yeah?
Yeah.
Aww. Thank you very much, Crystal.
Thank you, Crystal. Yeah, you make a better door than a window. We've had that in our house. Heather from Rochdale. Lisa Stansfield were from Rochdale.
Oh.
"I want to add a debate of my own. She says, 'You know what really grates me with my husband? It's if I ever get poorly, he'll get the same thing within 24 hours. I could be suffering with bad period pains and I swear he gets the same. Why can't we just have an illness to ourselves? It drives me insane. Thank you for being with me whilst I've been marking GCSE maths papers."
Oh, wow. Well, Heather, you might need to check your husband, you know, because I get the headache and stuff, period pains.
But no, yeah, they do like to milk it.
Yeah.
Claire, oh, she's got a tip for when we're putting clothes on the washing line.
Okay, what's the tip?
Use coat hangers instead of pegs.
I do that sometimes. Yeah, especially with t-shirts and shirts. You know, especially for the shirts.
Yeah.
When you have the collars, because you don't want them to fall back. You get a shirt and also saves you iron them. So, for example, like a suit shirt, yeah?
Yeah.
If you get it from the wash, you waft the very light to straight, hang it on the shirt with the shape properly, it will stay perfect after.
Nice. Yeah? I'd be worried about the line breaking because of the weight of the hanger.
No, the thin hangers.
The final message is from Becky, but it's a dilemma for us to answer.
Okay, I love a dilemma.
Thanks to Shell for sponsoring the show.
It's summer, which means a lot of us are using the car to get around. And thankfully, we know we can rely on Shell for everything we need when we are on the road or at home.
Especially in the summer holidays, when Gorka's planning a barbecue for the family.
My favourite bits.
Your favourite bits. When we have early morning call times for work, we can get our coffees on the go. And with the Shell Reward app, Gorka can get it all for a cheaper price
as
well.
You know, I think I'm the fan number one of the Shell app now. I use all the time to get my points, but I think I use them all already in petrol, in coffers. Me and Tiago, after the school pickup, they want to go there to get pick and mix.
You can even get your birthday cards from our local Shell garage.
Is that where you got my birthday card from?
No, it's not where I got yours from. But you can get a Shell birthday card.
You can get everything from there,
everything.
You know?
It's like a mini supermarket all in one. So whatever you're up to for the summer holidays, Shell is the place to go and get everything you need. And with the Shell app, Go Plus Reward members can get exclusive discounts as well. So get yourself signed up now.
Like I did.
So we've had our turn and now we turn it over to you guys, and just like Becky's done, you send in a dilemma to 077-610-39898 or lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, and we try and solve it for you. So hello to Becky. She says, "Me and my boyfriend have just moved in together. We practically spent every night with each other anyway, but rented separate places, so it just made sense. As we've lived on our own for a while, we've both filled our houses with everyday items, but the problem is that now we have two of everything. And this is where our first disagreement in the new house has started. I'm not someone who spends too much money on stuff, but I do like nice things, whereas my fella is a, if it's not broke, then why fix it kind of guy. This means that he's now bought old towels that I feel would break in half if I folded them, a 15-year-old microwave he got from his nana, and a mirror that looks like you've got a filter on you when you look through it. He's also very sentimental. He's kept the vodka bottle he drank on his first night at uni and a Coke bottle with his name on it. I don't want to be the person who's telling him off.
I'll tell him.
Who's telling him to get rid of his stuff and keep mine, but it's hard when I genuinely feel my items are better for the house. How did you deal with it when you both moved in together? And is there anything I can do to not seem like a bit of a dick? Thanks, Becky."
This is very you and I.
We've compromised. You see, before I lived with Gorka, I had... Yeah, we have. I mean, how many pictures, beautiful pictures of mine from the old house are now in the garage? I've got a massive big leopard. I've got a massive big Buddha. I've got a big portrait of Norma. I've got loads of stuff that I had in the old house, which Gorka didn't want up.
Yeah, because if
so I... So rather than throw it, it's in the garage.
If I let you, the whole house would be pictures of animals everywhere.
And if I let you, would there be no pictures anywhere?
No, absolutely not.
Other than black and white frames?
No, I like pictures, but not all the time everywhere. You don't need to have 75 pictures of Norman in every wall. As much as if I love Norman.
The fact, going back to Becky, how is she going to...
Just do like me. Don't tell her. When he's not there, just put him on a bag, put him on the bin. No, what, she will notice.
What you could do, Becky, if he's sentimental and he's keeping stuff from back in the day, you could buy him like a little hamper or a little drawer or something and say, this is a keepsake drawer for you. Anything that's memorial to you, put in this keepsake drawer.
Yeah, but
we'll
what
put
if
it in
I said
loft.
To you, my 75-inch curved TV, it's sentimental to me because I had it from my first flat in London. What do you want me to put it?
I'd say we'll just sell it and buy
No, it's sentimental.
Nice.
You know how emotional.
Yeah, but a TV's not sentimental.
It is sentimental. It was my company when I was
well,
alone
I'd say put it in
an apartment
in
London.
Put it in the spare room then. Put it in the
do
spare
you know what
room.
I mean? It's just silly. But that's what you do with other things. Doesn't make sense, right? The TV, same thing, other things doesn't make sense to me, same thing for her. It will be the same as like, no, sentimental, keep the memory. You don't need to have it there. The memories we always hold in your thoughts. So have it there. Take a picture and you go, oh, remember
no,
that mug.
No, because what if, God forbid, you get to older life and lose your memory? And you've
not, none
everything.
Of them will help either. Even if having them physically won't help to come back
you
your memory.
Know. I've
Do you
got,
know what I mean?
I've got a little ring box and it's got Mia's two teeth in it.
Yeah, that's
Ollie's
different.
Ollie's teeth and Norman's teeth.
That's different.
You kept
realized
all the teeth.
Yesterday I was cleaning the garage and I realized there is a plastic box on
oh,
top of the
shoes
shelf.
And clothes.
That has been there for the last 4 years.
I know.
That you keep saying you're going to give it to charity.
I know, but
and
it was
you don't
like,
give it.
It was Mia's first pair of shoes, Mia's first snuggie. It's got a towel with a name on it.
No, it's not those
and
ones.
It's like,
many others.
The shoes have a little name on it.
Which she never wore them because you hate them when they have...
You can't put shoes on babies. You've got to let them find the feet first or else they get bow-legged.
There is no memory. If someone send you a pair of shoes with her name, you will be like, oh, absolutely, she's not wearing her shoes with her name. That's what you said. Never wore them.
But it's
you
nice
have
to
them
keep
there.
Them.
Keep
she
them
might
in your
want
thoughts.
Them when she's older.
Keep them in your thoughts.
When
that's
I...
the best memories are the ones that you live and then you remember and hold them on your brain.
No, but some... I think... Especially now we don't have print photos. Everything's on technology.
Well, you print them all the time because you love them.
Yeah, because I think it's like, can you imagine, God forbid, me not having any pictures of my dad anywhere? So when I was 18, for my 18th birthday, my Uncle Clive...
It's even better that you have them in a digital...
Yeah, but no, because there's something that about the smell of... Like, I've got in the loft, I've got a box and it's my grandma and granddad's and my dad's old photos and they've got a certain smell and on the back she's wrote the date, where they were, like it'll say like Glasgow, 1962 or David threw a tantrum in this cafe and you turn it over and it's a picture of my dad crying in the cafe. So it's kind of like I have them in the garage because... I think it's nice to have to physically see those memories opposed to sitting and swiping.
Yeah.
And because we don't have that now. So I didn't know at the time, but my Uncle Clive, he filmed my first to fifth birthdays and Christmas. He recorded them on a camcorder and he interviewed all the family. Like there's one bit where he's on the camera and he says, it's the 16th of November, 1986. It's Gemma's second birthday. Happy birthday, Gemma. And he's going round the house and my sister's going, happy birthday. I'm playing on my granddad's knee. My nana's there swearing with a fagging background. It's all fun stuff.
Yeah, but you can do the same there now. And we have it also on the phone. That's
but,
not
he
the...
but he gave it me for my 18th birthday.
Yeah, but that's amazing.
On VHS and I went...
And what are you going to watch
oh
that
my
now?
God. Well, I couldn't, so then he put it on a disc for me.
There you go.
And then I've got a cine with slides. So
yeah,
like
which
a big
is amazing.
Screen.
But for example, what I'm saying, yeah, like you and I had an argument years ago because you had a...
When was that? What for? What did we argue for?
a box, not argue, it was a disagreement, a box of the size of this table, yeah? Full of DVDs of movies that she bought. You know, when you used to buy the DVDs?
He threw away my Street Fighter DVD.
She was like, no, I want to keep it. And I was like, Gemma, where are you going to watch this? No, I'll buy a plane. I was like, Gemma, you don't have to. You have them all in Netflix and in Amazon Prime. If you want to watch them, you can still watch them. No, I won't be able to. I'm like, yes, you are. You don't need all this space.
He threw away Total Recall, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat. Combat, like they'd be worth a few bob, and you just tipped them all.
No, I didn't tip them all. I put it on the charity place of the tip. It's just they don't need to keep that.
So you think Becky should just on the sly get rid of a fella's stuff?
Yeah, like I do with your mugs.
I was going to say loads of my mugs have gone. As long as you don't throw the ones from the baby.
There is two mugs that I know I cannot touch.
Yes.
The one of your dad and your little one. That never. Yes. But all these ones like you
I've
buy
got my dad's
like
mug from
you
work.
Have like a. Someone doesn't say like flash your tits or slide something coffee beach or something like that.
There's that one where it's in when it says on it, even while I'm drinking this, I'm thinking about cock.
Yeah, for
that
example.
One's gone.
Yeah,
and I've noticed that one went. That was a lovely
slut mug. She has one. It was pink. It's a slut mug.
Slut mug.
And it's the mug that she used to give to the builders when he came to the house all the time.
Yeah. It says slut's mug, and then it says, even while drinking this, I'm thinking about
cock. My favourite mug, they will never throw, and I cannot find them. She had this mug. It was black mug, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It was a black mug, and then when you put a hot drink, it used to go white.
It revealed
and
the naked
it used to
man.
Be just that. So she gave it to her mum once, and my mum put the tea, hold the... I'm like, oh,
she said
Jesus.
She said, Jesus, that's shocking. That mug that turns into a naked man, I've had to give to Uncle Clive because I said to him, Mia can make her own drinks. And it's not just with hot water, it's with any liquid in it. And I can't have that. But the slut mug, I mean, that the fact you got rid of that is annoying because that's a funny mug.
Slut mug, yeah.
But I've got my dad's mug from his office desk and I've got a little Miss Muffet with Gemma's mug on it. It's about that big from when I was a baby.
But she's like, wherever she goes, sometimes...
I love
like,
a good mug.
No, but it's every... Especially around Christmas time, when she's getting ready for Christmas, and she goes to the garden centre, she's like, oh, I'm going to go see some decorations. She comes like, oh, I bought these sets of mugs. They're lovely, aren't they? And I'm like, oh, sure.
Yeah, they're like little elf mugs. There's one that's a fox, isn't there?
Or like water bottles, the same. Yeah. I threw the other day 6 water bottles. Because then, every morning, she has her... Like, I feel like I have my water bottle, which is there. And then in the morning, I refill it, and I have it always there. She comes down, she has the same water bottle, but she goes to the drawer, get another one, with no lid, yeah, just the water bottle. Drinks a little bit, and then she goes, oh, I need water.
It's because gets in another... one bottle, I have electrolytes. Then I have my greens. I have different bottles for different
it's like
amounts.
This. I'm going to ask this question to any listeners. Have your partners does the thing of the... Every night, take a glass of water to the side bed, and then by the end of the week, there is 5 glasses of water on the side of the bed.
2.
Yes.
One of them was for Mia, because she always comes to my side of the bed. And
she has
says
2 in
thirsty.
The toilet next to the sink.
Yeah, because the kids always need them.
Please tell me if they do the same.
We've massively digressed from Becky.
Sorry, Becky.
I feel like we should be helping Becky. What you should say, Becky, is you should both just sit down and say, we've got 2 of everything. We're not going to need this. Let's make a charity pile and let's make a house pile. Or, depending on budget, you could strike a medium and say, do you know what? Most of our stuff's going to charity. We've got a house together. Let's build it together. Let's get ourselves to Dunelm or The Range and buy loads of new stuff together.
Maybe we'll go to John Lewis.
And make it. No. See, this is where we'd be wrong. Because you buy stuff from there that if it did break, it's the end of the world. At least if it's like The Range, it don't matter.
No, but
bit
just,
of super glue.
But it won't break if you treat it like normally, you know what I mean?
With 2 kids and a dog.
Yeah, but the kids won't have in the...
Like my big Egyptian expensive vase wouldn't break, but yet you sent me a picture of it shattered all over the floor.
That was the dog.
That wasn't you, was it?
That was the dog.
Yeah. So it's either the dog or Tiago.
No, it was the dog.
So something would get broken. So I would do that, Becky.
It was dreadful anyway.
I'd make a charity pile and then just say you can... build a house home together.
Yeah.
And Christmas is coming up. Ask people for vouchers for like shopping centres. Then you can go and do, you know, make your own house together. Get your John Lewis vouchers. Get your Trafford Centre vouchers and do it
company.
That way. Make it fun. That's what I would do. You like the White Company, don't you?
I love the White Company.
Yeah, and we disagreed massively because I refused to pay what they were asking for a fitted sheet that you just lie on.
I bought it. That's why I don't...
I was like, I'm not partaking in this.
That's what annoys me when
like,
Benji goes in the bed with dirty paws, you know, and or like wet because, yeah. She was like, no, I want to like light grey, white bed sheets.
And okay. I would never have white bed sheets.
That's what we have.
It's grey, not white.
No, the bed one.
Yeah, fitted sheet.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but yeah. Benji goes, isn't it?
It's white with like Benji stains on it.
No, you know what is the worst thing? I bought this bed. She was like, can you buy this bedding? Yes, I bought a beautiful bedding. And then she was like smothering herself in baby oil or something oil.
Baby oil?
No baby oil. Like, you know, like with the baby, yeah.
Oh, it was my scar cream.
Yes, the oil.
My
thing.
C-section cream, yeah.
That's right, after the baby.
Yeah.
Not baby oil.
Not a baby oil.
It's castor oil or how is it called?
Castor oil I have,
and
yeah.
And it was that very greasy, very like, you know, like thick oil. And then it was the stains of oil everywhere and doesn't go anywhere. And then she goes like, well, what do you want me to do? Just don't buy expensive bedding.
There you go. Yeah. Then you're not as disappointed when things go wrong with it. If you want all the expensive stuff and all the high-tech amazing stuff, you have to be a bachelor and live like Psycho.
No,
like
you don't.
Like the film Psycho.
No,
you have
don't.
To live like him.
No.
But if you want the chaos and the fun and the noise and the entertainment of kids and dogs and a perimenopausal partner, then you deal
doesn't
with everything
justify
else.
That. That's, don't
you
go
need
there.
To lower your John Lewis expectations
no.
to the range.
No.
And then we'll be happy.
No.
Lower your... You better convince yourself.
No,
my friend.
No.
Shall we get on to this week's game? But good luck, Becky, and please do let us know how it goes.
I'm with you, Becky. Just get it on a bag and throw them.
Do it together. Let's do a game.
The game is, are you smarter than a 7-year-old?
Probably not, you know, with the stuff they have to learn now.
You ready?
Yeah.
As Mia is moving into year 3 at school next month and will be now in K stage 2, our producers have chosen some key stage 2 learning questions for us to answer.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to be a good at this because there might be British questions. Spanish is different, maybe. So, should we start with the questions?
Oh, it says to make it more of a challenge, we've only got 5 seconds to answer them. So, the time will start once we've read the question out and producer Henry will shout.
Se acabó tu tiempo.
Sorry?
That apparently is time is up in Spanish.
Is that what does that mean? Se acabó tu tiempo.
Se acabó tu tiempo.
Does that mean time's up?
Se acabó tu tiempo, ya time is up. Se acabó.
Se acabó.
Tu tiempo.
Tu tiempo.
Or just say tiempo.
Tiempo, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Easy. So do you want to read the first one?
So is that me to you or you to me?
Both of us together.
Okay, add together 8, 9 and 4.
9 and 9 is 18, 17, 21, yeah.
Right answer.
Yeah.
But I did it fast. Then yeah. Let's show you.
How long does it take the Earth to rotate once on its axis?
24 hours.
24 hours, because it's a day. No, it's a year.
No, 24 hours.
It's a year.
Wait.
On its axis.
No, yeah, its axis is on the things. Around the sun is 1 year.
I have a year here, but we're going to get confirmation.
I'd go a year. The axis is the full...
24 hours.
24 hours.
Axis is the stick that goes in the middle. 1 day is 24 hours. Axis is turns on herself. So if I'm the Earth and I'm turning my axis, is this 24 hours?
Oh, Henry,
around
we'd be
the
out.
Sun. So that's why the Earth does this. Look, around the Earth, the sun.
What are you doing? Like it's like a frigging ballerina.
And then the full year.
We'll be kept back in year 2, Gemma.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll be the kids at the back of the bus. We not bothered. Okay. You'll know this one.
Yeah.
You should do. Which country does not border Italy? France, Austria, Belgium or Switzerland?
Belgium.
Correct answer, yeah.
He's good with his countries. What was an Egyptian mummy wrapped in? Cotton, papyrus, whatever that is, paper or linen?
Linen.
I'm going cotton.
Linen. Egyptian linen.
Egyptian cotton.
Yeah, so cotton maybe, yeah.
No, it's linen.
Oh. Which is the largest planet in the solar system?
Oh, I don't know the names of planets. You're the one of the stars and the planets.
Yeah.
But I would say...
my very...
Tiempo.
Jupiter.
It's Mars or Mercury.
It's Jupiter.
Jupiter, what is? Oh, sorry, I'm doing question 7. Is Mars closest to the sun?
Well, you'll find out in 2 questions' time.
Which is the larger... approximately how many permanent teeth do humans have?
32.
32, 26, 20 or 12?
32.
32. Mia's lost 30, talking like this.
Tiempo. It's actually 26.
Oof. Well done, Liz. You went just 32 because I said 32.
26?
32 with a wisdom tooth.
And they're not permanent, are they? They come out, the wisdoms.
That's why I say 32.
Gosh, as if Mia's going to have to do these questions and I can't even answer them.
I'm right.
Yeah, 32 teeth.
Not 26. I'm just saying.
Come on.
I'm smashing you. Enrique and Gemma, you can tell you both from
32.
The same place. Did you went to even same school or what?
We did.
We did.
It shows.
Yeah. We did go to the same school.
Just saying, I'm here 2-1 and I'm the smartest brain in this room right now, you know?
Which planet's closest to the sun?
I don't know that one, but I would say Mars.
It might be Mars. Mercury because...
Tiempo.
I don't think it's Mars. I don't know about
planets. No, because they're not about putting people on Mars, aren't they, for some weird reason? And if it was closest to the sun, you'd die of heat. It's got to be Mercury.
Yeah, you're right, Mercury. Yeah. Well done, Gemma. I give you that one.
Isn't it frightening, all them planets? And we all think we're significant on here.
Oh, this is six. This is a musical.
How many of his six wives did Henry VIII behead? He definitely got rid of Anne Boleyn, didn't he? He cut their heads off because they were having girls instead of boys. He wanted a boy to be heir to the throne and they kept having baby girls, so he beheaded them.
Tiempo.
I don't know. I know that's the musical six. It's about the ex-wives of Henry, but...
Was it all of them?
I think he killed all of them, yeah. I don't think he killed none of them.
There was a story about Anne Boleyn.
And he got killed, I don't know.
Let's go five. I'd like to think he kept one.
I don't really... You see, that's because I don't study that in school. No, it's not my country.
I didn't do Henry VIII in school. So I did Tudors and Stuarts.
He only beheaded two. I think two of us died naturally. Two survived and two were beheaded. Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard.
Anne Boleyn, his second wife, and Catherine of Howard were both beheaded after being accused of treason and treason and adultery. I mean, looking at his pictures, you would, wouldn't you, go elsewhere? Looking at Henry VIII.
Also, can we just agree? I'm the smartest one, no?
That was a team effort, and I got some right as well. I mean, producer just, Henry got the questions wrong, and he wrote them.
Yes, Bab. So, can we just agree, yeah?
If it was a bronze, silver, gold, I'd be silver.
It's fine. This is like Spain, England. Yeah. Same thing.
Well, thankfully, that's all we have
time
for.
I like this game. Can we do these games more often, please?
I won't write the questions, though.
Good luck to everyone in Key Stage 2. You're in for a rough ride. Thank you for hanging out with us this week. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in. Please do like and subscribe and share us far and wide.
And remember, convince yourself.
Convince yourself, little girl. We will catch you next week.
Thanks again to Shell for supporting the show.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.